Thank you and good morning. The search for a missing southern Humboldt man who was lost when his ultralight aircraft went down near the Ill River west of Wyot ended yesterday when search and rescue team members with the county and the Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue Team recovered the body of Rex Whitlow. Whitlow crashed on May 4th and high winds, high temperatures, and a fast-moving Ill River hampered search efforts. Diana Totten of the Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue Team told Kim Kemp that Whitlow's body was found in the Ill River not far from the crash site. Humboldt State University Professor Emeritus Lori Dengler, lauded for her work as an educator, scientist, and writer, has been honored with the 2017 Frank Press Public Service Award. The Service Award honors those who contribute to the advancement of public safety related to seismology, and Dengler will receive the award at a Seismological Commission annual conference scheduled for next April. Dengler is no stranger to awards. She was HSU Scholar of the Year in 2008 and the recipient of the Alfred Ahlquist Medal in 2009 for her work on earthquake safety. The Eureka City Council will hold a public hearing tomorrow at 6 p.m. in council chambers to discuss the adoption of proposed water rate increases. The rate increases are tied to millions of dollars in upgrades that are needed for the aging wastewater system. Sewer rates will rise by about 120% over the next 5 years, with water service rates to rise by about 26%. County Public Works will spend some Measure Z revenue as it begins roadwork projects in McKinleyville and Willow Creek this week. Motorists should expect delays and detours. The work in Willow Creek begins tomorrow, with resurfacing scheduled for 2 days. Country Club Road, Patterson Road, and Bigfoot Avenue will be impacted. On Thursday and Friday, the work in McKinleyville will be performed on Railroad and Washington Avenues and Stevens Way. In Arcata, city officials want residents and visitors to add their input to discussions surrounding parking restrictions at 2-hour and 4-hour metered spaces and city-owned lots. Arcata will host two public meetings, the first scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, with the second scheduled for June 30th, both at Arcata City Hall beginning at 4:30. For more information, contact the City of Arcata. Jordan Christmas is our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that tourism has on the economies of the cities and towns in Northern California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. One of the key concerns for business owners along the North Coast is the state of Highway 101 at the last chance grade. A failure of that roadway would effectively sever Del Norte and areas north from all areas south, and it will result in massive economic harm. On a smaller scale, the state of roadways across the region does have an impact, and seeing as though the majority of tourists visit the region by car, it's more important this year than ever. Visitors and tourists to Humboldt County spent more than $170 million on hotels and motels in 2015, while restaurants saw some $104 million in activity. Tourism related to industries in Humboldt County employ nearly 3,000 people, and local government collected more than $12 million in tax revenue from tourism-related business in 2015 as well. Infrastructure is never a sexy topic, but safe, serviceable roads are a key component to the economic health of our communities.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We will celebrate the kickoff to the summer season at the end of the month with Memorial Day. And once again, the California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies will increase patrols in an attempt to remove impaired drivers from our roadways. District Attorney Maggie Fleming took part in a recent Every 15 Minutes program at St. Bernard's High School and spoke about the impact that drunk driving can have on the community. There were more than 24 traffic-related fatalities in the county last year, many tied to impaired drivers. Fleming said on Talk Shop, the educational program does make a difference.
I think it's an incredible program to sort of remind everybody, if you want to reduce the death and tragedy in our communities, the best way you can do it is simply don't drink and drive. The program has had tremendous impact. The rate of DUIs with drivers 21 and younger has drastically dropped down over the last couple decades.
Just under 10,000 people were killed nationwide in traffic collisions that involved alcohol-impaired drivers in 2014, and in 2015, it was more than 10,000. While the frequency of deaths related to DUI has changed, it's still a crime that can be easily avoided.
although it's still called every 15 minutes, what we know now nationwide is it's every 53 minutes, which is still too high. The idea that we lose someone every hour in our country related to drunk driving is absurd.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.